You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, here's the thing that bothered them and troubled them. Somebody came from the outside who was of dubious character, dubious Christian experience, or somebody in their church who was not the most spiritual person, who maybe didn't live as good a life as others did. And these people got healed. But here are some of the folks in the church that was the very best Christian, that seemed to have all the good works and all the right conduct, didn't get healed. Some of them had major operations. Some of them wound up dying. I'm glad they went on to be with Jesus and shouting up and down the streets of gold, but I'm sorry they missed out on what God had for them here.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, Abraham did that. Abraham, like unto him which calleth those things which be not. Abraham was made like unto God in this thing, in that he called those things which be not as though they were. And the Bible tells us to follow in the footsteps of faithful Abraham, because Abraham's faith is a type of our faith. Now, because God does this, God calls those things which be not as though they were, and he tells us to do it, then it's impossible for it to be wrong in the least degree. Sin is disobeying God. And holiness is simply obeying and pleasing God in all things at all times. One part of God's will, people wants to be in the will of God, don't they? One part of God's will is that we shall call those things which be not as though they were. Now, this attitude honors God, because we're believing his word without outward evidence. And this pleases him. It also puts us in an attitude of faith to receive great things from God. Remember Hebrews 11? Sixth verse said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him or to please God. Without faith. Now, you think about the great mass majority of Christians. You think about the mass majority, even of full gospel and Pentecostal Christians. You hear them testify, I want my life to please the Lord. Now, they're thinking about right conduct and good works. The Bible teaches right conduct and good works. But did you ever stop thinking about, you can have right conduct and good works and still not please God? The Bible teaches, don't misunderstand me, right conduct and good works, and I believe in it, but you never read anywhere in the Bible where it said, without right conduct and good works, it's impossible to please God. He didn't put the emphasis there, but he did say, without faith. You see, that's what astounds us sometimes. And we just have to admit it. So I know I've had pastors right here in the state of Texas to come to me. I could call their names. A lot of you folks here would know them, because some of them was your pastor, some of you, one time. You had more than one, so you won't know which one it is. But I've had pastors to come to me right here in the state of Texas. So you don't have to get very far from home to give some illustrations. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now listen to me. Let's go back over it again, and I'll come back to what I was about to say in just a moment, so you'll get a clear picture of it. Faith calleth those things which be not as though they were. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Didn't say, we believe, now don't misunderstand, we're not belittling good works, we're not belittling right conduct. But here's what I started to say now. Pastors have said to me, now, Brother Hagin, I could call some of them names, some of them you know. In fact, I could call some of them names, and you'd know them because some of them is kin to some of you folks sitting here. I happen to know that. Now, Brother Hagin, because see, I preach some meetings for them right in the church. Eat with them every day. Now, you're a faith and healing preacher. I've got a question for you. Well, this is serious. You know, I just got myself all set. I thought they probably got the $64,000 question. But you know, I really haven't had anybody ask me a hard question yet on faith and healing, or one I couldn't answer. Not because I'm so smart, but I have a book in my possession that has all the answers. It's called the Holy Bible. Amen. It's called the Holy Bible. Now here's the thing that bothered them and troubled them. Somebody came from the outside who was of dubious character, dubious Christian experience, or somebody in their church who was not the most spiritual person, who maybe didn't live as good a life as others did, and these people got healed. But here are some of the folks in the church that was the very best Christian, that seemed to have all the good works and all the right conduct, didn't get healed. Some of them had major operations. Some of them wound up dying. I'm glad they went on to be with Jesus and shouting up and down the streets of gold, but I'm sorry they missed out on what God had for them here. Now their question is, how come? Why? Well, you don't always know just why one person got healed and another one didn't, unless God revealed to you, but you do know that God acts on certain principles. Smith Wigglesworth said, there is something about believing God that will cause God to pass over a million people just to get to you. Amen. One pastor said to me, Brother Hagin, and he mentioned a certain fellow didn't come to his church. I'm not going to say he was not a Christian, but if he's a Christian, he didn't have too much fruit, you know, I mean evidence of it. But he was perfectly healed. And he was serious. He had had a stroke. His left leg was paralyzed. Left arm was paralyzed. He's 60-some-odd years old. Doctor said never work again, long as day lives. He's a carpenter, but blessed be God, within 3 days' time, he's back out there swinging the hammer and carrying things around, perfectly healed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what this pastor asked me. But now you know Sister So-and-so. I knew Sister So-and-so. He said there's not any more faithful Christians in this church than she and her husband. She does more work than anybody in the church. Now here she's facing this major operation. She has a tumor. I'd prayed for her more than once. She'd been in my meetings elsewhere. Tumor didn't disappear. It kept getting bigger. Kept getting bigger. She had been in other healing meetings. Kept getting bigger. Kept getting bigger. Now, how come, this pastor said, such a wonderful Christian, full of good works, right conduct, how come she don't get healed? Now then, it's got to the place that the doctor says it's desperate. You either got to be operated on, and you may have waited too late already, or die, one of the two. That's it. You're down to the deadline now. Oh, I said to the brother, I thought she was going to ask me something hard. I said, God could not heal this dear lady of your church. Fine, splendid Christian, I know that. Don't misunderstand me. But you see, when I laid hands on her, she's facing me, and my face is right in front of her, that close, you see. How close is that? 20 inches or so? I'm just standing right in front of her with my hands on her head, you see, and her face is right in front of me. I heard her say, when I laid hands on her head to pray, now, Lord, you know I'm the best Christian in this church. I do more work than all the other ladies in the church put together. See, she's trying to tell God, you're obligated to heal me because of who I am. That didn't get any higher than ever how loud her voice was. I'm glad she did good work. I'm glad she's a good Christian. But you can't come to God, don't care how good Christian you are, bragging on yourself and get results.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I tell you, sometimes I have healing service, I just like to sing just as I am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Amen. Can you say amen? It's obvious why she didn't get healed. Now again, one church that I pastored, I learned something. You know, we're all in the process of learning. I couldn't figure it out for a while. God showed it to me. There's a lady, as we say down here in Texas, you know, catty cornered across. I get in other parts of the United States and they can't understand some of my lingo. I have to interpret for them. But you know what I mean down here in Texas, you know. Catty cornered across the street from the church, you see, she lived. Now, she wasn't a member of my church. She never came on Sunday morning, never brought her children to church. But she averaged coming about one Sunday night every 3 months to a service. Never put a dime in the church. Never came to the altar and prayed with us. I'm not going to judge her. You know, if she was a Christian, she's a mighty poor example of one. Somebody said some 3 years before that she had come to the altar and supposedly got saved. Never did see her husband. He worked on two jobs, 16 hours a day. And, you know, he'd go to work before I got up and come in after I went to bed. Now then, she had three children. The oldest wasn't old enough to start school yet. You know, wasn't quite 6 years old yet. Those children get sick, you know, some kind of virus or flu or whatever's going around, you know, whatever kids have. And she'd call me or send for me to come pray for them, knowing them with all. I remember the first time she did, I walked across there sort of hesitantly. I thought, well, I know God does love those old children, all right. But now, her husband, you never see him. He never goes to church. She very seldom, if ever comes. They never put a dime in the church. She comes 4 times a year. And I don't know about this. You know, so therefore I'm going wavering, am I not? You know those kids never fail to get healed? I'd lay my hand on those kids, you know, just burned up fever and feel them cool down right under my hand. They got healed every time. Every time. Every time, without exception. Well, I know somewhere here, I mean, she's not full of good works. Not full of any kind of works at all, I can see. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not minimizing that. But I'm just saying, you see, sometimes I think we put the wrong premium on things. Yet her children always got healed. Now, by the same token, just south of the parsonage, one of my deacons lived. His wife was a Sunday school teacher. They had 5 children. They was always in church. They never missed. Sunday morning, Sunday school, the children were all there. All the children were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, except one. And that was just a very small child yet. It's not old enough yet to know what's going on. Just baby mother's on. They'd get the same virus, same flu, or whatever's going around. And if one of them ever got healed in 3 years of pastoral work, I don't know it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. 4 life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
It's not too late to still apply for the spring enrollment of Rhema Bible Training College.
Oh, yes.
And so if you are interested in coming and learning more about the Word of God,
yes,
then I would encourage you to apply for our spring enrollment.
Yes.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.